All right, let me play for you what I thought was maybe one of the more interesting questions and answers. And this was put to Robert Herr yesterday by California Congressman Kevin Kiley. And the question was simple. Would a reasonable juror, you know, could they have convicted Biden based on the facts? Because that was one of the biggest arguments that Herr was making. That, well, he'd come off as, we'd be unlikely to get a conviction because he's old and doddering and forgetful, and he seems to come off as nice. Anyway, listen to this exchange.
Based on the facts and anticipation of defenses presented in your report, could a reasonable juror have voted to convict?
As I said in the report, some reasonable jurors may have reached the inferences that the government would present in its case in chief.
So a reasonable juror could have voted to convict based on the facts that you presented?
Correct.
Now, why then does he justify not bringing this to trial? Because that was the whole point. Yeah, he did all this. Yeah, he willfully took the documents. Yeah, he bragged to his ghostwriter that he had them in the basement and actually, let me read them to you. I didn't have any clearance to have this information. Anyway, then here's Robert Herr, you know, saying, I didn't exonerate Biden.
Congressman, that is one statute that we analyzed. I need to go back and make sure that I take note of a word that you used, exoneration. That
Mr.
is not
Herr,
a word that
I'm going to continue with my questions. I'm going to continue with my questions. I know that the term
that I ultimately reached.
I know that
whether
the term
sufficient evidence existed such that the likely
you
outcome
you exonerated
a conviction.
I know that the term willful retention has a Mr. Herr, it's my time.
Oh, how annoying! Anyway, joining us is the Congressman Kevin Kiley from California. He's on the House Judiciary Committee. What a revealing answer. I didn't catch that till today. I mean, I watch as much as I can, but I didn't catch it until early this morning. Good for you for asking that question, but doesn't that kind of blow his entire narrative that doddering, old, forgetful, nice and kind Joe would not likely get a conviction?
Yeah, well, it was certainly interesting, and honestly, it blew out of the water the entire approach that the Democrats on the committee took to the hearing, which you just played a portion of that. Jerry Nadler opened his opening statement by saying this report exonerates Biden, which is obviously not what it does. So, you know, let's just, and people will debate whether he made the right decision or not, not bringing charges.
Well, wait a minute. Should we really be debating that in light of the fact that all the evidence we had in the Hillary Clinton case that ended in July of 2016, even though top secret classified information on her server, and unlike President Trump, she did not have the ability to declassify things. And then, of course, 33,000 deleted emails. Then, of course, the destruction of the servers with bleach bit and the destruction of devices with hammers and SIM cards removed. And then in the case of Biden, you know, when you really get down to it, 8 separate locations they found classified information, some in different rooms of the house, but 8 separate locations. And wait a minute, and then he's going to brag to his ghostwriter, oh, I found more classified documents. Let me go get them and read them to you. Well, he didn't have a security clearance, did he?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And not only that, you know, in the report itself, it says that Biden was extremely careless and irresponsible. It says that he jeopardized U.S. national security for the purpose of promoting his own presidential ambitions and making money from selling books. But even if we accept, you know, the Herr report's decision as it is, for the Democrats to come out and say that this is an exoneration so egregiously misunderstands the nature of the report. I mean, you know, what Herr is saying is that in order to file charges, he had to be confident that each and every one of the 12 people on the jury would find each and every element of the offense beyond reasonable doubt. And the reason he says he didn't bring the charges is because he couldn't have that confidence to have that level of absolute unanimity at that higher pleading standard. So that's why I asked him the question about the reasonable juror. Look, there's a lot of evidence here you presented in your report. Based upon that evidence, could a reasonable person just looking at it say, yes, this guy is guilty? And so that's when he said, yes, absolutely, he could.
Well, I mean, I got into this with Bill O'Reilly just in the last half hour of this program, and the issue is, what does it say about our great democratic republic if we don't have equal justice and equal application of our laws? Because when you compare the cases of Hillary Clinton and the treatment of her and the treatment of Joe Biden in his case, and what they did to Donald Trump raiding Mar-a-Lago, And even though the FBI had previously been in the exact room where the documents were, and that nobody was going to stop them from taking them out of Mar-a-Lago, and the only thing they asked for was that they put a padlock on it a couple of days later, which they complied with. Nobody said they couldn't come back if they thought that there was material, if they thought there were materials there that shouldn't have been there. I'm sure they would have been granted access. What does this say about our country? What does this mean for our constitutional republic?
Well, I mean, it's deeply, deeply troubling. Maybe one of the big takeaways is if you're going to go around prosecuting your political opponents, maybe you better be sure that you're not yourself doing the exact same thing. But, you know, one of the truly perverse implications of the report, which I also brought up at the hearing, is that by the very terms of Hur's report, he actually used Jack Smith's indictment of President Trump as a reason not to indict President Biden, because he said that maybe there's a need to prosecute someone in order for there to be a deterrent effect so that no one does this in the future. But he says, well, that's already happened. We already have an indictment. We already have a prosecution. So there's less of a need for another one. I think that's a pretty perverse situation where the Biden administration made Biden less likely to be prosecuted by virtue of prosecuting President Trump.
Do you believe that the Department of Justice under Joe Biden and Merrick Garland has been weaponized and politicized?
I mean, I think there's abundant evidence of that everywhere that we look. And I think that if you look through the report of Mr. Hur, plenty of that is documented there as well.
Now, Congressman, look, it's no shock that Democrats lost their mind. Fascism, Nazism, the Klansmen, you know, in their defense, of course, of all things Biden. But it really, they went off the rails yesterday. Listen.
It's not a memory test for President Biden. It's a memory test for all of America. Do we remember fascism? Do we remember Nazism? Do we remember communism and totalitarianism? Have we completely forgotten the sacrifices of our parents and grandparents and prior generations? What Joe Biden does, and understanding Social Security and Medicare, Medicaid, are important institutions that help seniors, not senile people. I mean, I really object to that comment. People see, he's not, nobody suggests he's senile, and that's disrespectful of senior people with any kind of memory disability.
You are a Republican, though, aren't you?
I am a registered Republican.
Yes, sir. And you're doing everything you can do to get President Trump reelected so that you can get appointed as a federal judge or perhaps to another position in the Department of Justice. Isn't that correct?
Congressman, I have no such aspirations, I can assure you.
You chose a general pejorative reference to the president. You understood when you made that decision, didn't you, Mr. Hur, that you would ignite a political firestorm with that language, didn't you?
Republicans have used the special counsel's report to further their longstanding efforts to re-elect the former white supremacist in chief, Donald Trump.
All right. Well, good job. I really appreciate you spending time with us, Kevin Kiley of California. Great question. Great answer yesterday that you were able to elicit from Robert Hur. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Sean.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to your phone calls. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program as we continue.
Up is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the final hour free-for-all on the Sean Hannity Show.
A Sean Hannity encore on News Talk 780 KOH.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day